Some of the world's most advanced computing capabilities will be housed at IBM in Poughkeepsie, New York, where IBM is building its first quantum computation center. For the first time, quantum computing will go outside a research lab and into commercial use. Scott Crowder is Chief Technology Officer and Vice President of Quantum Computing, Technical Strategy and Transformation at IBM. Crowder is based at IBM's Yorktown location in Westchester County.
It's almost like science fiction come to life because it is so very different. You know, I grew up in the Hudson Valley, right? So, you know, for me, you know, having the development and deployment here in the Hudson Valley is really exciting to me just personally.
He says the IBM Q Quantum Computation Center in Poughkeepsie will be available to members of the IBM Q Network, a worldwide community of leading Fortune 500 companies, startups, academic institutions, and research labs working with IBM to advance quantum computing and explore practical applications for business and science. Crowder turns to an example of counting chickens to differentiate between classical and quantum computing. He likens the classical way to using your fingers, so five chickens, five fingers. But quantum computing scales exponentially, and every bit added essentially doubles the size of computation power.
And when you start getting into like 50 or 100 bits, you're talking about really, 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 really big numbers that are too big to ever handle on a regular classical computer.
Crowder gives an industry example of how the Quantum Computation Center could help in, say, simulating a molecule and adding electrons to a molecule.
The example we always give, because it's easy for people to get their head around, is caffeine. So caffeine is definitely a molecule that everybody knows and loves. And it's around 160 spin orbitals or electrons. But the size of a classical computer you would need to actually be able to directly solve the equation for caffeine would be roughly 10% of the mass of Earth. So it's fair to say we're probably never going to build a classical computer that can solve that equation. That's where you have the potential for quantum computing to step in, because it scales completely differently. You might be able to do a simulation of those chemical materials on a quantum computer that you'll never be able to do with the same level of accuracy on a classical computer. So you've got folks like ExxonMobil or materials companies like JSR that we're working with, who are interested in exploring, you know, how can I simulate chemistry or materials on a quantum computer? And you can obviously think that there's lots of use cases for that, you know, build a better chemical, understand enzymatic reactions so I can, you know, more efficiently build fertilizer. You know, there are a lot of things where materials or chemistry can play a role in making the world a better place.
And there are other applications.
You know, picking my financial portfolio better, figuring out the best route home, optimizing traffic, figuring out how to optimally arrange my manufacturing line. A lot of those problems are optimization problems that when they get pretty big, classical computers don't do a very good job of solving.
So why build this first type of quantum computation center in Poughkeepsie?
It was fairly close to research down here in Yorktown, has, you know, a history of having good computation centers. So that's why we're building it in Poughkeepsie. We got the systems up and running there, and we look forward to later this year, scaling that out and providing access to, you know, more of our industry and academic partners through that computation center.
Crowder says he cannot offer specifics, but that later this year means sometime in the second half. Crowder declined to comment directly on job creation, but offers a more general take.
You know, obviously, the more that we're doing in this, you know, new disruptive technology in the Hudson Valley is just great, directly for the economy, building skill development, you know, bringing in, you know, new types of opportunities for folks. So,
plus, he says,
you know, not only is this these systems being used for exploring, you know, use cases of business value by industrial clients, a big part of our program is to help develop skills in this space, because it is a completely different space. It's a completely new space. So one of our big challenges that we have and everybody else has is skills. And we want to basically be able to provide both basic access and more advanced access to these systems, working closely with academic partners so they can do their research for graduate students, et cetera, postdocs and things like that, but also so they can use it in education, so they can use it in their curriculum to help people develop, the skills all the way from, the how you build a system, quantum computer science, all the way through, developing algorithms and quantum software.
At January's Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, IBM unveiled its Q System 1, the world's first integrated universal approximate quantum computing system designed for scientific and commercial use. And IBM also announced plans at that point to open its first IBM Q Quantum Computation Center for commercial clients in Poughkeepsie. However, Crowder notes that the quantum computer is not exactly consumer electronics, and it will be a very long time before a quantum computer becomes portable, if ever. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.